Some parents are expressing concern about the use of technology in MCCSC classrooms. Monroe County Community School Board heard from the parents in the board's meeting last night. MCCSC parent Michelle Cohen said student iPad use is having what she referred to as unintended consequences. Of special concern to Cohen, technology's impact on social and emotional learning.
I feel like building meaningful connections between students and teachers has been downgraded because kids are looking at their screens and they've got their earbuds in quite a bit. So that's one aspect. And then another one is there's a heavy use of iPads, not only in class, but at least in one middle school at lunch periods, which I find to be contradictory to the social-emotional learning curriculum that's going on.
Cohen listed a number of other concerns, including impacts on academic performance. For example, she said studies indicate lower reading comprehension with screen use versus printed texts.
Another issue with that is that teachers have been given the Apple Classroom tool to monitor iPad use, but I've heard from several teachers that they then become monitors and not teachers, and that's not their role.
Cohen asked for a risk-benefit analysis of technology use by students. Several parents took issue with a specific instructional technology for iPad called ExactPath. Edmentum, the company that produces ExactPath, describes it as assessment-driven math, reading, and language arts instruction for individualized learning. Parent Jenny Robinson said her children find ExactPath both frustrating and boring. She said if students make a mistake, they are kicked back to the material below their grade level.
If you don't show mastery, it repeats the same lessons over and over again. And I would just suggest that no human teacher, if one lesson didn't succeed, would use exactly the same lesson in exactly the same tone of voice to teach the same material. It lacks depth. It can't respond to kids' interests and ideas.
Robinson said her major concern is that ExactPath use is taking away from instructional time, as well as other topics like science and social studies.
Let's invest in professional development for our amazing teachers rather than buying canned products. Off-the-shelf, prepackaged mini-lessons are not a world-class education.
Several parents expressed concern about how often their children are tested and how much time teachers spend on assessments. Parent Carrie Mixa asked for a thorough audit of all assessments given to MCCSC students. In her comments, she also expressed concern about larger class sizes.
I want my children's teachers to teach and not to constantly perform mandated assessments. Teachers want to teach. Teachers should not be reduced to glorified data collectors. They are professionals and should be treated as such. From all the pre and post tests for the various elements on the report cards to the Edmentum software suite and the state and federally mandated assessments, an audit is needed to learn how much time teachers devote to giving and grading these tests. Think back to those classes of 20 versus 34. The cost of these exams and software, how often they are given, who requires them, and whether the teachers and students find them useful in the classroom. An audit will let them see that if there is too much unnecessary assessing going on, leading to less time being spent on teaching.
As a rule, the school board does not respond to public comment in their meetings. But in a presentation later in the meeting, Assistant Superintendent Mark A. Winston said instructional technology is part of MCCSC goal to educate children for the 21st century. Winston said MCCSC's practices are shaped and informed by standards laid out by both Indiana Computer Science Standards and the International Society for Technology in Education.